The Song of Solomon, verse 6, chapter 1. Look not at me because I am black, this is because the sun will loose upon me. My mother's children were angry with me, they made me the keeper of the vineyard. But my own vineyard have I not kept. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest. Where thou makest thy flock to rest and loose. For why should I be as one that comes died by the flocks of thy companions? Chapter 2. Verse 3. As the apple tree among the trees of the world, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruits were sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me good luck. Stay me with pleasant, comfort me with apples, I am sick for love. Not sick of love, sick for love. Chapter 5. And just the last verse, because I'm still in the register to many a time. His mouth is more sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And I want to say, his relationship to love between you and your Lord, then you can expect every other relationship to be right because it's under his control. But so very, very often we find ourselves in quandaries and difficulties because we are out of fellowship with the Lord that bought us, and we try to take control over our own living and our own conduct, and we make a hopeless and a complete Methodist so very, very often. And I want us to come back to the beginning of this, the 1005 years, but where is the only one that has been left with the song of love. It's too much to deal with in a night, and I've known it. But my younger students have begun some heaven to it. So let me give them to you that night, as I'm through, and as I've enjoyed this study. The first two chapters are the recognition of love. The next two chapters are the restlessness of love. The first two chapters are the results of love. And the last two chapters are the reward of love. So here it is, a song of love. It's not a verse, it's a song of love. It's a melody of love. And the heart that is loving and being loved, there must be a song, no matter what the circumstances may be. Now we look at a verse last in verse 3. He carried a love surpasses knowledge. There's an illustration of it. For here is a wise man, the most intelligent man under the sun, searching after food, the sound of love. And in the first chapter of the Book of the Father, we already admitted that the subject is still there. There are three things too wonderful to me. There are four which are past finding love. Now, so often he says to be fortunate, but sometimes he says to be three, yes, four. When he says to be four, you find the common denominator that leads to four together. But when he says to be three, yes, four, then he intends that the first three throw light on the fourth one. And the first three are these, that the way they do in the air, the way the second of them is told, the way the sixth in the sea, and the fourth is the way the man with a man. And these are three wonderful heavens, and past and the rest. These are telling the same that I recognize Christian as a man when he is in love. But the truth and the vision is called the mind that man could have made, these are all together too wonderful for me, and they can't be touched upon the living text in death, and just torn to pieces and say that intelligence understands the will of love, because it never will. He says, I've seen a young man, blessing his wings like the eagles,
knowing his glory and his power, as he lies in the face of the sun to attack Cornet. I've seen a man do that. I've seen a man use his faculty and his guide, embracing the cold and the heartless thing, as though he would provoke some reciprocal affection. I've seen him like that. I've seen him like a ship on the fish, on the crest of hope, and down in the trough of despair. I've seen the reaction. I've seen the evidences of a man in love. But the ways of a man with an edge, their heart finding out. And this is the one that is putting his pen to this lovely song, the song of love. I take it resonantly, though there are a number of applications to this book, and I'm not going to go into any of those. The heart that is in love with things of her Lord, we always reckon in my beloved for the Lord Jesus himself. And we reckon in the one described as my love themselves. And here we have a relationship of affection between the child of God and with her Lord, now back in glory upon the throne of God. And we find the faithfulness of the one, though we find the fickleness of the other. We find the one that never fails, but we find the other that does time and time again fail, but is still there, wounded and willing his own to be fed, until the heart responds, he's lovely in every part. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. Now let's go to the beginning of things, because he talks about the cities of his mouth. He's laying the gauntlet for forth and so on, and he's just exulting in all that her wondrous Lord is to herself. And she realizes, then nobody understands what he's talking about. So she says to go back to the beginning. Look not at me, because I'm blessed. And I'll tell you why I'm blessed. The sun has looked upon me. Now, really, her condition, in herself, she's black by nature. She's not responsible for it. Her parents were black before. As their parents were black before them. And here she steps out under the burning light of the sun, and it brings to the surface all that her nature really is. The sun has looked upon me, I am black. Don't look upon me. That's what I am by nature. Brother and sister, without the law, will not be knowledge of sin. But the law came that sin might appear exceeding sinful. And when I set out under it, it brought to the surface all that I really have. And all that men can see is but the fruit of a nature that I possess. I am black by nature. That I inherited. Not responsible for, he takes me like that to my first parents in the garden of Eden. Then she goes a step further. She says, my mother's children were angry with me. They begged me to keep her of the vineyard. That body. Whether she wanted to or no, she had to do it. A mother's children, of course, distinct from a father's children. A father's children will always bring out character. A mother's children will always bring out nature. And here now she's making her second confession that she has a nature that is simple, but she is bonded to the nature that she has. The good that I would not do, and the evil that I would not that I do, all wretched man that I am, in bonded to a nature. Then she goes to tell her, and she says, this mine own beloved, have I not yet? And that the children be printed and ended and heard and passed, that he might bring forth fruit, there was nothing but barrenness in her life. There was nothing but God at all. So here is the woman in herself. Here is the sinner in themselves. Sinners by nature, who pointed to the nature that we have, and in consequence, there's nothing for God at all. So she is sheltered from the sun that has condemned her. he is right from the bondage to enslaver, and he is first for her own barrenness towards God. And so she says, hey, outside of herself, tell me without me. There's one with the shape, where thou callest thy flock forever. There's one with red, absolute, and there's one with shelter when the sun is in its meridian trouble. He answers that plea for him, and he says, I sat down, and he found her rest under his saddle, and he found her shelter, and his fruit was sweet to my taste, and he found the room for all her barrenness. Now there's an appreciation of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And when he comes in his own, knowing that it has all been looked and supplied by the fruitful fruit, the apple tree among the trees of the world. Calvary, brothers and sisters, has met the whole of man as I stood before God. And as I looked, I could see that the banner over me changed love. And love has provided a failure, and the failure has provided all the need. Now my brother and my sister, my younger brother and sister, he doesn't need it dead, and neither does he need it dead. There must be progress from the beginning of this relationship with the one that has popped into a life and met her need. Now, this man, the beloved, is not going to just call a people on the ground of words that he said, in searching for the evidences of love. And as soon as evidence is a thing, then he says, rise, my love, my fair one, and come alone. Because it's not everyone that talks about life that has life. It might not be the thing when the child is in the desert at all. Then the child sees seven times the child lives. There was evidences of life in the child. Had there been no evidences, then the prophet could have talked to the woman as long as she stayed alive, but he wouldn't have convinced the woman that the child was alive. The evidences were there. And so he says, the flowers appear in the earth. That's the loveliness of life. Then the song of the bird is heard, and that is the joy of life. And the sound of the turtle dove is heard in the land, and that's the peace of life. My brother and sister, go down the list in chapter 2 release, and you'll discover there are 9 of them, and there are Jesus, the 9 fruits of the Spirit, there in the 5th chapter of the Epistle to the Galatians. And so here a person who's been exhausted to walk in harmony, to run with the other, for her to be taken up with him, and for his heart to be taken up with her. My brother and sister, if that could only be maintained, then you could say every word, but give me Jesus. And all the things in praise, in the life personal, or in the life of the assembly, would be completely redundant and out of order, and they find no place in the things that belong to the sovereignty and the lordship of the Christ of God. Now my defense, will you please notice this, and I must pray, will you please notice this, that he thought the blessings that he gave would be sufficient to sustain. And I want to say, my older brother, as well as my younger brother, the blessings that God can give are no substitute for a letter. Give me the letter. And I kneel at him down in the wilderness, as we find it in chapter 8. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leading the perverted up? Give me the letter. And you can have all the letters without the letter. And so he came unto the day long, and the shadow still lay. Be thou as the heart of a young girl upon the mountains of Jesus, the mountains of separation, or the mountains of believing. Leave me here, not rise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Leave me with the things that I've been brought into.
And he goes their way. Now, brethren and sisters, we never leave, but I will never forsake. For there are occasions that come in your life and my life, and it feels as though he has done. Then the heavens seem like that. And this lovely book, it did nothing to you. And your heart that sinks within, and your thunder but the matter, as though he says, it says, and she says, I thought him, and I found him not. I thought him on my death, I found him not. I went into the streets, I found him not. Out into the field, I found him not. But you had told him to go to the mountain to do that and see. Good, my brethren, my sisters, I want you to search your own heart tonight. But it was a long breath you will get to the bit. Get to the bit. Now you can sing well. I've enjoyed the thing as a danger of the truth. For brothers and sisters, what about your heart? Upon my bed I fall. Through the quietness of our own pride and love. The place that knows the truth, that rules the heart, that no one intrudes upon. The glory that belongs to you, and that belongs to you alone. You look into the privacy of their own life, and he wasn't there. Come, brother. Come, sister. If he had his eyes belonging to you, then that's one of the things to say about it. But he goes so further, I went out into the street. And he got to the house with the bazaar in the door. It is that where the business is conducted. And in other words, she looks in her business life. And she looks for her beloved in her business life. And he wasn't there. He wasn't there. My brother and my sister, I knew an old man, he was a grocer. And he kept in the council at the end of the counter. And alongside the counter, he always had his party. And the next came in one morning, and as he waited the season, he got sent to the end of the counter, and started. And he said to my friend, when he had opportunity to speak, he said, business is no place for a Bible, you know. And he put his hand on the account book. He said, when that book ceases to agree with that book, I thought it was. And he moved into her business life. And he wasn't there. And then she went out into the field. No one had any control there. He could wander and meander in the lanes and in the fields of her own leisure, and no one could say, you ought to be here, you ought to be there. It was a lovely heart. And he didn't see that. And he wasn't there. But now she said a lot before. For when she said, he wasn't in her private life, and he wasn't in her business life, and he wasn't in her leisure life, and it was a little that I went beyond the peak of the village, and I found it. Outside it all, outside it all, outside the camp, there is his ego, and I found it. I wouldn't let him go until I brought him to the place where my mother brought the book.
seen as quite Jewish. There was a living relationship with a man that had gone upon. This is my dear young brother, my young sister. It is functional something as a companionship and a fullness and a joy of the Christ of God in your private life, in your business life, and in your leisure life. I'll tell you this, he's outside the gate. He's outside the hat, whether it's political, whether it's religiously, he's outside the hat. And it will come to know him better every day. You'll go a little, you're the keeper of the gate. Do you know who? That's where the one could hurt. Rise, my love, my fair one, and come away. And she should have gone in happy companionship and willing obedience to his word outside the camp. But no, she didn't want it. The blessings were enough. But she learned the lesson that the best is without trouble to have. There is no substitute for a man that is running to the exit. Now, I can't go any further into those things. But he was not in, he brought me out of the door. Out of the door. And he's taken up with him. Do you notice a little later on? He's ready to open the door and let him in. A garden enclosed, the unconcealed. Is my husband. So that dear man, by discipline and by lesson, he learns the lesson to come out to him, and the lesson they will allow in him and to hold the life with himself. Now notice the results of this, and he gives her the biggest disappointment for them all. My sister. My love, my judge, my undemand. That means that the relationship with the Father, my sister. My love, that means that the relationship with the Father. My judge, that the relationship with the Spirit. My undemand means that no relationship with the Lord. That's the blessed thing. To know this unique heritage with the God heritage and to the Sabbath in the place of willing obedience according to his word and according to his own authority is to bring you into a place that satisfies the heart with the Christ of God that is no reason to have room to become to have a heart. Come on. These are realities. These are deficits. And if these things could only be solved in our experience, day by day, a lot of our problems, virtue, morals, and any other kind would not be existed at all among the people of God. An appreciation of what Christ has done in all the temple must lead to an appreciation of who Christ is. That is an illustration. In the 24th chapter of Genesis, it was the goodness of that nameless servant to bring the things of Christ, or the things of Isaac in history, of course, the things of Isaac in better. But that was not his path. He was bringing the things of Isaac to Rebecca, that he might be able to bring Rebecca to Isaac. That's the path. Well, apply that to the sinner, if you like, brothers and sisters. But it unites the heart of the truth of God to bring the things of Christ to the soul and the heart of his people, that he might bring his people for the Christ of God in happy, affectionate relationship with himself. And so we come to this lovely description. The Python so says, there are then descriptions. And one in particular in chapter 5 is the description that starts to the head and it comes down to the fish, a lovely one. And then we get another one that begins with the fish and it goes up to the head. Now, brethren and sisters, I believe the difference is this. The Lord said, a description that begins with the head and comes down to the feet is a description from above. It's a divine description. And it's a description of the Lord Jesus. But when we come to the other, return, O Salamat, then it's a description that comes up from the head. And it's calculated to distract and to draw her back and bring her back again for the circumstances that he left so long ago for the fellowship of the one that loved her so much. And so he did answer, my and my beloved, and his desire is called me. Now let me just close with a brief description of the Lord Jesus that is given to us here. There are three glimpses running with that. Will you notice he begins with, my beloved is fight. Now look where you will, and you won't find another fight. First, he's the only one. The first man is to be earth. The second man is the Lord Jesus of the head. Adam got his name because he was made of the red earth. Brother Francis says, only in the likeness of sinful flesh. We just talk between ourselves one or two others concerning the sinlessness of the Lord Jesus. You know that's not the beginning of the matter. You know that? The beginning of the matter is not the sinlessness of Christ. The beginning of the matter is the holiness of Christ. For the holiness of Christ touches his nature, and the sinlessness of Christ is the fruit of the nature that he has. My dear brother and sister, the Lord Jesus could not sin. You believe that now, don't you? But you must draw that step further. The Lord Jesus did not sin because he could not sin. My beloved is one. But then he's ready. And here is the bloom of salvation. As he stands against the enemy and all that they could ever do, is looking out the bloom of perennial health. It is such. Take the world of flesh from the devil. Change it to him time and time again. But he could say, the things of this world come have nothing in it. This is me. Convince of me. That's it. I do always so think with me the there's the perfection of his mantle. Now notice the next thing, and he says his head with a fine gold. His hands are as rings of gold etched with the bells, and his feet are as pockets of gold up in the chest that there is a marble. So that we have the ivory, we have the marble, and it's white. But his head and his hands and his feet, they're gold. They're the only parts that are not covered from the heat of the sun. They're exposed, and the rest is covered by the sun. In other words, he says, he thunder. But brother and sister, he won't leave his bed when the sun looks upon her, it may be black. But when the sun looks upon him, it may be gone. And the Lord that brought out my worthlessness is the Lord that brought out his worthlessness. And the Lord that condemned me is the Lord that commended him. And that is the price of our redemption. For he was born of a woman,
that the perfect man made under the law, that he might redeem us that were cursed by the law. Not silver, a gold, and corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ. Our precious promise. I do say to you, don't call it most precious grace. It is the Father's death. He calls it precious death. If you say most precious, then you're admitting that the Father's precious blood. For Christ is most precious. There is no other precious blood. Only the blood of Christ. Then he looks again, and he calls one. Arm thy will not to a sin, the offered son of God, the offered son. God was seen that he stood under the law, magnified it, making it honorable. But now here is the touch of revelation. Within the veil, within the garment, that covered him in the sight of men, he would see a brightness that is translated blackness, that brings us to the words of Thomas long ago. My Lord and my God. And when we get there, brothers and sisters, we won't be talking about Father Savior. We won't be thinking about the government. Neither will we be discussing to parley our lives, nor yet behaving contradictory and unfearless in the assembly against the Word of God. The Lordship of Christ will mean everything to the soul, and we walk in obedience.